According to a dairy farmer quoted by a Green Bay TV station, this year has been the worst he's seen in terms of rainfall. The National Weather Service says the city has already broken last year's record for annual precipitation. Plus, the Midwest Regional Climate Center says several stations around the state measured record-high rain totals for September. Green Bay itself got more than 9.3 inches, topping the old mark by about an inch and a half. Aside from a lot of rainy days, the ground is saturated, which is making farmers hold off on spreading manure. The heavy rains have also contributed to problems with runoff. That's on top of other issues caused by too much water. Pam Yonke is farm director for the Wisconsin Farm Report Radio. She's also known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. Pam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, you betcha. My pleasure. And thank goodness we're talking on a dry day, at least for most of the state.
I was going to say, a lot of the state has had a chance to dry out at least a little bit this week. Is this helping farmers catch up?
Well, it is, most definitely. Right now, we're not focused quite as much on handling our manure as we are trying to get the harvest underway. You know, what you have to realize is this is almost a repeat performance of what we saw last fall. In 2018, many areas like Green Bay and other areas of Wisconsin saw record-setting rainfalls. And it's not just little rainfalls. It's heavy incidents all at once. So our harvest last fall got fouled up. The plans that farmers make as far as things like cover crops, which are basically crops they plant in the fall to maintain soil in place through the winter months and keep nutrients in place through the early spring thaw. We didn't get a chance to plant that last fall because we had so much rain. So this is a repeat performance by Mother Nature, and it's all coming home to hurt our Wisconsin farmers, both with the harvest and with some of their nutrient management plans.
Right, with the harvest, with the manure, with the cover crops, it's a race against the clock, right, between when the crops are ready to harvest and that first frost.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we'll even take first frost. In Wisconsin, we learn to persevere even with Mother Nature against us. So it's not an end game if we see a frost or even a freeze. Once the freeze comes about, the ground is firm. We can get out there and kind of continue the harvest in many instances. And also when it comes to nutrient management, we have very select windows of opportunity to apply manure around Wisconsin. The bigger the farming operation, the more restrictions that they face. If we continue to see these heavy incidents of wet rain, they're just constant, and like you said, the saturated soil just can't take it, then farmers are going to be forced to look at alternate ways of managing their waste. So the plans we've come up with in the past include things like, obviously, we've got big storage facilities on the larger dairies that are supposed to be able to compensate for 100-year rain and incidents like that. We also have a really fine staff of land conservation folks all around Wisconsin working in conjunction with the DNR and obviously farmers and their own professionals. If they can't get out on their own fields, they'll start working in the neighborhood to see if somebody's got a field that they can rent temporarily for manure management or figure out some kind of agreement that way. And I've seen where the DNR and land conservation staff have worked on trying to find those partnerships. So we are very creative and very perseverant in Wisconsin when it comes to working around these incidents, but obviously we'd prefer a nice, dry, long Indian summer, if you will, so that we can try to catch up on what we lost for the month of September.
I wanted to touch base on a couple other agriculture issues. Secretary Sonny Perdue from the USDA made some headlines at the World Dairy Expo in Madison. This was just last week. He said dairy farms may need to get bigger in order to stay in business, may not be a place for smaller farms. What's been the reaction since then, Pam?
You know, I'm glad you bring that up because one thing in talking with Sonny Perdue is they didn't finish the sentence. Everybody likes to jump on these quotes to sell papers or get a bunch of social media likes. But in reality, what Sonny Perdue was explaining is that this is a pattern we've seen in agriculture since I was a kid. You know, he said his dad put two kids through college on 318 acres in the middle of Georgia. But today that would not likely be able to happen. And that's the picture that he was painting. Today, agriculture is high capital, high investment, high expense business. And you just have to scale up if you are going to be able to compensate for the increased cost. Let's face it, does your health insurance cost the same as it did 20 years ago? Well, you have to compensate for those kinds of expenses, and that's what a lot of Wisconsin dairies have done. There were a lot of people in the room with Secretary Perdue that were nodding their head. They have already done pretty much what he said. They have gone from 75 cows to 150 cows. They saw this pattern a long time ago. So, like I said, I think there was some misconstruing of those few words, then they didn't put together the rest of the message that he brought. Do we like to talk about that in Wisconsin as a kid that came from a small family farm in O'Connell County? No, it's never pleasant. I don't like hearing about people that are having to transition after generations. But it has become a reality, not just in Wisconsin, but across the United States.
And also last week, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee authorized the release of $8.8 million for UW System Dairy Innovation Hub. That's going to be on three campuses. So what's going on there, Pam?
Yeah, so and that's pretty much a directive from the Dairy Task Force 2.0. One of the first things they said is when Wisconsin's dairy industry comes under fire, we've got to get creative. We've got to fight for our market share. Last time around, when we saw that downturn in the 80s, we did just that. We started coming up with new ways to invigorate milk production, new ways to invigorate the different types of cheeses we produce. And now look where we are. We've got more than 600 different types of specialty cheese produced in Wisconsin, and we dominate that market. So what's it going to take to get us to the next level to keep Wisconsin America's Dairyland? So this Dairy Innovation Hub, which will be on the UW-Platteville, UW-Madison, and UW-River Falls campuses, will bring in new creative teachers, researchers, and also work on different labs that are in place, looking at different research facilities and trying to get those new flavors, those new ideas, new packaging, what does the consumer want, and make it a Wisconsin idea going forward.
In our last few moments, Pam, any other big farm news in Wisconsin you are keeping an eye on?
Well, you know, I guess I'm trying to keep optimistic. If we can string together these dry days, I have every confidence that my Wisconsin farmers will make it through the harvest. Then the hard work comes during our winter meetings when we have to really sharpen the pencil and see what 2020 is going to look like. Will it look as bad as 2018 or early 19? What I'm hearing from my guests on my show is probably not, but it's not going to be all roses either. So just about the time that we get things kind of wrapped up, it's time to hunker back down and look forward. But please, if you know October is Suicide Prevention Month, I hate to bring this up in context of agriculture, but if you live next to a farmer, if you know a farm family from church, the grocery store, whatever, please pause and thank them for being a part of your community. Do something simple, like share some cookies and a note in their mailbox, something that lets them know that you're pulling for them as individuals in your neighborhood. I think that, quite frankly, can go a whole lot farther than a couple days of nice weather.
Pam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Pam Yonke is the farm director for Wisconsin Farm Report Radio. We talked to her about farmers' struggles with wet weather this fall and other issues facing farmers here in the state.